I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The question before a court in British Columbia is this: does the ban on polygamy in Canada stand up to legal challenges? The country's hearing arguments in a case that focuses on the polygamous community in bountiful British Columbia. Two of that community's leaders are now facing charges under Canada's anti-polygamy laws. Daphne Bramham is a reporter with the Vancouver Sun newspaper. She's been in court watching the proceedings, which highlight the impact of polygamy on children in both Canada and the U.S.
Because there have been questions about child brides and trafficking in children and boys and girls across the border between the communities in Utah and Arizona, and concerns about the boys being pushed out of the community, because when you have polygamy, it means that there are surplus boys and surplus men.
But Daphne, just go back a little bit. When you mentioned the ties among Utah and Arizona and the polygamy cases there, and polygamy is illegal in the United States, the ties between those places and Bountiful, and remind us where Bountiful is.
Bountiful is in southeastern British Columbia, and it is affiliated with the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. These are fundamentalist Mormons, and they're a breakaway from the mainstream church. They split with the church when the church itself renounced the earthly practice of polygamy in 1890.
They renounced it in 1890, so what is the current controversy about?
Well, the current controversy is that the laws, all of the laws, both in the United States and Canada, do date back to that period of time. And certainly in Canada, one of the differences, and the reason that this has come up at this point, is because we didn't actually have a constitution and we didn't have a charter of rights until 1982. All of the old laws were supposed to go through this testing under the constitution, and so this is really the first testing of this law.
So is this a case in Canada of religious freedom?
It's a case of religious freedom, but it actually goes far beyond a case of religious freedom, because one of the differences in the Canadian constitution is that there is an equality rights section. What that means is that in order for this law to be valid, they need to prove that it could harm the rights of women. And so equality rights is very much part of this, as well as freedom of expression, freedom of association, and freedom of religion.
How are they going to express this as an equal rights issue?
Well, there are a number of witnesses in this case. The witnesses will give testimony as to what their experience was living in a polygamous community. There will be witnesses who are still members of the FLDS, and they will talk about what it's like to live in Colorado City and Hilldale and down in the United States. A lot of the witnesses are from the United States, but there are also people who have left polygamy, and they're going to talk about their experiences. We're going to hear what it's like to live in those kinds of communities. The other people we're going to hear from are what they call polyamorous, and they're going to talk about what they say are consenting adults, having these relationships that involve three and four people, and some of them involve bisexuals, and so it's going to be very interesting.
I mean, one gets the impression that if this is coming before the court right now, that there must be a galvanizing movement behind it. Is there one?
Part of the movement towards this has been brought by the legalization of same-sex marriage, but I would say that more than that, though, it's really been about a concern about these child brides and about the children and polygamy. And one of the things that happens in Canada and in British Columbia is that schools are funded by taxpayers. We have child tax benefits, so taxpayers really are funding families, and one of the leaders in Bountiful has 136 children.
136, this is one man, and how many wives?
26.
And right now, that's illegal, but it's happening anyway.
It is happening anyway, and I guess there's always a tipping point. If people don't know what's happening, and Bountiful is a very small place in a very remote corner of this province, and I think what's happened over the past few years, I mean, we've seen Big Love, Sister Wives, these television shows that talk about polygamy, and suddenly people are attuned to the issue, and that's kind of galvanized people, too, into thinking, well, you know, we need to deal with this.
That's Daphne Bramham, who's a reporter with the Vancouver Sun newspaper. Thanks for telling us about this case that you're covering, Daphne.
It's been my pleasure.